Starting Wednesday, Syracuse University will begin vaccinating students, faculty, and staff who haven't yet been inoculated against COVID-19. The university has received an initial allotment of 1,600 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine from the state and Onondaga County. Vice Chancellor Mike Haney says their Barnes Health Center team is ready.
When the county first stood up its vaccination effort in January, unbeknownst to a lot of people, it was Syracuse University's health center team that was part of the county's team doing the vaccination. So that team has already been trained. They understand the protocol. They are uniquely suited to very quickly turn around and set up a vaccination clinic here on our campus.
Many campus faculty and staff have already been vaccinated based on other eligibility criteria, but Haney says they don't have reliable data. The university sent a pre-registration email last week and will be working from that list to schedule appointments. Meanwhile, Haney says they're counting on personal accountability to avoid additional spikes in infection.
That behavior is the only proactive thing you can do to protect yourself and others from COVID. So, you know, we'll continue to message accountability and the responsibility we all have, not just to the campus community, but to the Central New York community.
Haney says having all students vaccinated will help reduce COVID cases. SU expects to receive more doses in the coming days and weeks. The SUNY system is rolling out much the same effort. The first shipment of more than 18,000 single Johnson & Johnson doses is being distributed to its 34 campuses. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.